This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A video taken by a drone over portions of the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado shows pockets of devastation through parts of Beulah. Homes reduced to ash are surrounded by seemingly untouched trees. Other houses in the video remain standing. An estimated 265 structures have been destroyed and more damaged. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office released the video to show what conditions look like and for transparency. Unauthorized drones remain prohibited over the fire. Colorado's state treasurer says cuts made to the federal nutrition program SNAP means more families face food insecurity. Dave Young, a Democrat, says the law is hitting families hard and food banks are seeing demand skyrocket. He wants candidates for Congress to pledge
to actually restore those funding levels so that we can actually have a safety net that works for people.
A year ago, congressional Republicans passed H.R. 1, which President Trump signed. It extended tax cuts, which they said would help consumers, and slashed social safety net programs. That meant $245 million a year cut from Colorado's food assistance program. Republicans defended the cuts as giving tax relief. The former Mountain View Town Council member who shot a 17-year-old in the face was sentenced to 4 years of probation today. Brent Metz also got 3 months of work release after a jury found him guilty of illegal discharge of a firearm and third-degree assault earlier this month. He fired a gun into a car with two teens inside in 2024. Metz is not allowed to own or operate a firearm during the probation. This is CPR News.